The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to start though by talking about digital hoarding. Apparently it's a real thing, a real disorder, no less, digital hoarding. It is a reference to people, young people, it has to be said, a lot of them, who take huge amounts of photos on their phones and then never, ever delete them. Our reporter, Megan O'Halloran, who is something of a digital hoarder herself, it has to be said, took to the streets to ask people how many photos they have on their phones.
I have 28,762 photos
on
my phone.
Oh my Starting from what?
I'll give you the date right now. I'll let me go back up. That is for all selfies, by the way, which is 2014.
Okay, so that's not too bad.
No. Isn't that mad?
Am I then? Do you ever back them up?
Yeah,
either of you?
All backed up. These are backed up.
The worst things is the video of the concert. Oh. You never look again about this video.
And
never.
You want to delete
never.
Them.
Yeah.
You just said, oh no, this one I like it.
Yes,
I like it, so I can.
Mainly just, no. It's mainly just like stupid photos of like me and my mates or like her, of course, but. My camera roll's full to the brim. I've no storage at all.
I mean, yeah, my camera roll is actually like the messiest place ever. Like, I'm trying to find stuff scrambling through. It's like loads of lost like footage from stuff, but yeah, I'll try to organize it eventually.
Is it screenshots or pictures you're taking yourself?
A lot of both. I think screenshots get very cluttered and I just kind of forget about them. I don't really look at them again. But
Why do you think we do it? Do you think it's like a fear of forgetting the moment, or why is the automatic thing to take out your phone, I suppose?
Share it with people.
Yeah.
Like, you want to show your friends, like,
look
how cool this was, and
you
send it to your
showing off a bit as well. Kind of the Instagram post straight away.
It's so bad when I do that, where I'm like, let me take a couple of seconds of this song so I can post it on my story. But I'm like, it's like an evil thought in my brain.
Yeah, it's kind of like a memory log, like a little blog, like to show for your friends.
A whole host of digital hoarders there, including our own Megan O'Halloran. Megan is a sterling researcher and young reporter, but she has, I'm going to out her now, she didn't think I was going to do this when she told me, she has 8,000 photos on her phone. 8,000, that doesn't seem like a lot, you say, since October. That is 250 photos a week. Actually, I don't think there's time in the week to take 250 photos. Yet somehow she manages it. Fair play to her. Jess Kelly, our own technology correspondent with me now. Jess, are you taking 250 photos a week?
I've been brought in to make Megan look good.
Oh, stop.
That's why I'm here, to protect her reputation. I have 516 gigabytes worth of photographs.
Ah, stop.
Yeah.
How many photos is that?
Too many photos.
It's tens of thousands of photos.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, I've just scanned through. So I use Google Photos as my archive. So I have photographs dating back as far as 2008. So before when the first iPhone phone came out, I started moving stuff across. And I've synced everything from every phone. If you think about all the phones I've had, half a terabyte worth of photos.
Here's my issue, right?
Go on.
That older generations... Now, I'm a millennial, but I'm just about scraping in. So, like, people my age and up get blamed for so much about, you guys wrecked the planet and we're the ones living with the consequences. No, et tu, Brute, you guys wrecked the planet. You're wrecking the planet. All those data centres are for the Megan O'Hallorans and the Jess Kellys of this world.
Absolutely.
And J'accuse, Jess.
J'accept. There's no two ways about it, right? This is a problem. There was a 2021 study that showed, and again, Megan and I are outliers here, but showed that the average person takes 900 photos a year. Now, Megan is way above that, right? And the unwanted images that are left in storage, that's whether it's on the cloud or whatever, accumulates to 10.6 kilograms of CO2 emissions annually. So if you are someone who has a phone full of photos or has their cloud full of junk that you're never going through, you are absolutely contributing from a climate point of view. But also, it's not good to have digital clutter.
Yeah, sorry, but where and when are they taking all these photos? I mean, it's been a long time since I was on a night out with anybody in their 20s. Like, are they just constantly taking photos? Is that what nights out now consist of? Just people taking photos of each other?
Uh, it's just, it's not just nights out.
And all their food, I guess, they're eating.
Yeah.
And everything they do, all their interactions.
I would communicate a lot. So, you know the way I don't like voice notes? I hate voice notes. Mm. But I love sending pictures. So, if you say, I'm coming to meet you now, whereabouts are you? I'll take a picture of where I am and send it to you. And then I might order you a coffee while I'm waiting for you and send you a little picky.
And this while the polar ice caps are melting. This is how you choose to use up storage.
Listen, I mean, you've been making the case for years and it's finally solidified. I am the worst person who's ever lived. There's no question. I'm just scanning through my photo. Do you know what's a huge issue for me in my photo storage? Screenshots. I am a divil for the screenshot.
And are these things... Do you use screenshots like I do? Oh, that's good. I'll take a screenshot of that and I'll remember it then for work or for something in the house.
Yeah.
Forgotten. Well, the second you take the screenshot, gone.
This is where I'm the best girl in class. So I, again, use Google Photos. And if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, you can use Google Photos. And what I love about Google Photos is when I go into my screenshots, I can go through and it saves them all there. And I can see by day, you can also search. So if I look for something like gates, say I'm taking loads of screenshots of nice gates for my house or whatever it might be, I can search gates and it'll scan Google Photos and pull all the ones relating to gates up. So I can do that. And then, you know, I love a good system. I go through and delete and get rid of the junk of the stuff that I don't need. But I do exactly that. You know, if you see an Instagram ad for something that you might want to buy, or if an ad pops up for something that's coming to Netflix, whatever it is, I do screenshot it. And I would say if every single person take out your phone right now, go into your Photos app, whether it is Google Photos or the iPhone.
Yeah.
Let's do this together as a family. Come on, Ireland. We can do this. Go to your Photos app.
Yeah.
Scroll down to where the screenshots folder is. So open it. See how many screenshots you have. Mm. And just glance through. And I guarantee you that 90% of what's in there could probably be deleted. So just get rid. There's no need for it. There is no need for it. The other reason why I love Google Photos, and I did this just before I came into it again to try and get my my storage down. But within Google Photos, you can firstly go in and if you hit manage storage.
God, I have 1,800 screenshots.
There you go.
Delete all. Done.
Good boy.
So didn't even look at them.
Good. Get rid of them. If you go into Google Photos, again, if you're using Google Photos, you can go in and it'll identify large photos and videos. So I have 62 gigs worth of videos in my cloud. A lot of that is of nieces and nephews because my sisters are the biggest thieves of my online storage, sending pictures of their kids. Then the other thing that I love is that you can go into blurry photos. And so Google Photos will identify shots that are blurry that you're likely to never, ever want to look again. It'll also identify duplicates. So say you've taken a burst shot, you've taken 4 or 5 pictures of the same thing. It'll identify those and help get rid of them. It is a boring enough task to do, but it is worth going through getting rid of that digital clutter. You'll also save yourself potentially some money in cloud storage. We heard a few people in Megan's report there talking about things like videos from concerts. Have you ever, ever watched footage and not gone, oh, when someone's showing you footage from a concert?
I don't think anyone has ever shown me footage.
Because they'd know
you
had a response.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And I just, my friends are all of an age where they don't take videos at a concert.
Yeah.
And they're all sensible enough to know that other people don't want to see if you have taken video at a concert.
You know,
who are these people who do it and then think other people want to see it?
They're
so when the revolution comes, first up against the wall, those people.
But I just think it's such a nonsense. So again, if you are someone back in your youth, back in the good old days when we were all young, you probably have. I scanned through and I found ones from Biffy Clyro in 2012. Just get rid. You're never going to watch it. You're never going to use it.
And this from the generation that drones on about climate change, says somebody. Jess, does that include tens of thousands of unread emails? I have 52,753 unread emails.
Yeah, you're part of the problem as well. Every unread email that sits there is adding to it. Has to sit in a server somewhere, right?
Just select all and delete.
Get rid of them.
You're never going to go through 52,000. So select. See, I think people now, it's a competitive thing. People like to brag about how many unread emails they have.
It just looks a bit rude to
zero,
be honest. Yeah.
Zero unread emails. I've loads of unread emails in my work account, but as you know, Jess, I log into that only periodically and only to select all and delete all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's
do
a good
not,
practice.
Do
yeah.
not reach out to me on my work account. I just checked and I had 3 screenshots in the folder, deleted all 3.
Woo-hoo!
Not even sure how they got there. So that's only 3, but still, yep. You've done your own bit for the planet. Wait till you hear this one. My daughter, who's 16, took 10,000 photos and screenshots since April of this year.
How?
April? That's only 2 months.
How?
So 2 months for 5,000 a month?
But does she do anything else in her day?
She must not. I had to set my son up with his own Apple ID so he could delete them. His OS wouldn't even update and my wife wouldn't just back up and delete them. 120,000 photos in total since 2008. So there you go. 10,000 photos since April. If anybody can beat that, 10,000 photos since April, I'd love to hear it.
Oh my gosh.
These are the generation complaining about global warming. Every digital photo and every digital video has to be backed up in a cloud, which is stored in a data center, which uses huge amounts of electricity, which consumes huge amounts of water and emits huge amounts of carbon. One listener pointing out. So anyway, listen, people are not huge fans, it has to be said, of the way the young people in this world are destroying
it's
the planet.
It's not just the young.
For us Generation
it's
Xers.
It's not just the young people. And also,
shut up
for a minute, right? All of your photographs are probably sitting up in your attic, rotting away. This is something that is preserved. Yes, we could do better. Yes, we've just outlined how we could do better. But let's, like, there's too much fighting in the world, lads. Let us be
those
happy.
Those photos in my
Let
attic.
Let me have my photos.
Emit no carbon. They don't affect the
Let
polar bears and the
my
penguins.
Photos.
Why
thank
do you hate
you.
The polar bears,
Goodbye.
Jess? Jess Kelly, technology correspondent here in News Talk. Jess, thank you very much. Have a good weekend. Do not take too many photos.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.